You're listening to the audio production of The Overcomers, God's Vision for You to Thrive in an Age of Anxiety and Outrage by Matt Chandler, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. To the overcomers at the Village Church, you embody all I have written here. Introduction: God's Surprising Plan to Push Back Darkness. What if I told you you were made for this exact moment in human history? That it's not just blue checkmark celebrity Christians we need at this moment, but you, and not the future version of you or the person you hope to become, but you now. Would you roll your eyes and think, yeah, Pastor Matt, sure I am, or would you believe me? What if I told you that you can be braver than you think, that you can be more confident, and that you're dangerous when it comes to the enemy's work in our day? Could I convince you that you are uniquely wired and placed in this moment in human history as a part of God's big plan to push back the darkness and establish light? I'm sure you're thinking, not me, Matt. I'm no Mother Teresa. You don't know my story, Matt. I'm actually a mess. You're a pastor. You have to say that. Yada, yada. What if I told you that you don't need to be anxious or afraid of anything? Would you trust me if I told you you're not a victim and you don't have to be a passive bystander? I realize this might be hard to believe, but you're a crucial part of what God is working out in our day. You are an overcomer. I wish we were sitting together talking over a cup of coffee at Marty B's Coffee down the road from me. I'd love to hear how God has been at work in your life and how he's led you to this book, Over a Strong Long Black. I'd ask you what you were hoping for when you picked it up and began reading. We'd talk about the curiosities, the stories, the doubts, and the lies that you're dealing with at this very moment. Knowing these things about you would lead me to press harder on certain parts of the book and not as hard on others. There would be moments when we would take a break or veer into a tangent, or maybe we'd stop and pray or cry or laugh. Unfortunately, I don't have the luxury of sitting in person and conversing with you. It really is my preferred pastime to sit with other believers and share our stories. And so I write today as best I can as one who knows the Bible as a fellow sojourner in this Christian life, and as a pastor who has witnessed the masterful ways our enemy deceives and lies to us, hoping we shrink back from the dynamic, empowered life God intends for us, the life we want for ourselves.
Despite what
sample complete. Ready to continue?